Good morning, everyone. Live from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, I'm Director Dr. Rick Nabb. 11 a.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. Still a hurricane with maximum sustained winds at 75 miles per hour, moving off to the northeast at 14 miles an hour, centered about 250 miles to the southeast of the North Carolina coastline. But because Sandy is a large system, tropical storm conditions continue in eastern North Carolina, where tropical storm warning is in effect. Don't want people to be focusing on the exact center of this hurricane, because it is so large, it is going to be impacting a lot of people beginning well before the center eventually comes ashore in the mid-Atlantic northeast area and lasting long time thereafter. Let's take a look at the forecast path, and for those of you just on audio, what we're going to see is this continued northeastward motion today over relatively warm water. So there is this fuel for the system to maintain its intensity for the next day as a tropical cyclone, and then it will bend around to the northwest over cooler waters. But because it will be feeling the influence of non-tropical energy in the atmosphere, it will we anticipate it will be able to maintain some intensity as it makes the transition to a post-tropical cyclone, and that is not necessarily going to impact what kind of hazards our experience. Regardless of tropical or post-tropical, several hazards are going to be affecting not just coastal areas, but many inland areas as well. First, let's talk about storm surge. The storm surge is going to be impacting a very large area. It's hard to pinpoint exactly who is going to receive what, but in terms of some of the hot spots, because of the shape of the coastline capturing a lot of the water that will be pushing onshore on the northern side of this circulation, we could see 4 to 8 feet above ground level of total water level due to the combination of storm surge and tide, anywhere from about Ocean City, Maryland, around to the Connecticut, Rhode Island border, and even places east of there, coastal south-facing areas of Massachusetts in the 3 to 6 foot range, Narragansett Bay, Buzzards Bay, for example. But then within that area, Long Island Sound and in the New York Harbor area, that is where some spots could see water levels above ground of 6 to 11 feet. Not everywhere is that going to happen, but that is the potential above ground level combination of surge and tide, especially right near the immediate coastline. And this will be a long duration event, so the water levels could ebb and flow a little bit over multiple tidal cycles, but with the peak of 6 to 11 feet perhaps occurring, especially if the highest surge occurs at around the time of the highest tide. Because we're anticipating this transition from tropical to post-tropical, the area north of North Carolina is being handled with non-tropical warnings. But just to give you an idea, we are expecting hurricane force winds in coastal areas, the northern Delmarva, the middle and upper Chesapeake Bay, the coast of New Jersey, the Delaware Bay, Long Island, the New York City area, Connecticut, Rhode Island coastlines. All these areas were expecting hurricane force winds. And so this is going to be just as impactful in terms of the strength of the wind as if it were a fully tropical hurricane. Rainfall totals could reach a foot. This is going to be a flooding potential well inland and a wind potential going well inland for several days into the middle of the week. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.